Certainly, we all want to look and feel better, and One Simple Change is a book that shows us how. It is a wellness guide, and in it, Healthy Green Kitchen blogger Winnie Abramson compiles small changes that you can easily make to improve your everyday well-being. Abramson, who has a doctorate in naturopathic medicine, throws fad diets out the door in favor of age-old culinary wisdom, green living tips, cutting-edge nutrition information, and simple and easy recipes. Winnie Abramson has a doctorate in naturopathic medicine and is the blogger behind Healthy Green Kitchen, and it's a pleasure to welcome her to the program this morning. Thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
What got you thinking about this in these quote-unquote simple terms, which is this one change?
Well, I looked at where my health used to be years ago and where my life is today, and I realized that I got here by making, not by making, you know, a sweeping lifestyle overhaul all at once, but by making a series of small changes. So I sat down and I tried to figure out, you know, what had I done over that period of time, and that's how the book was born.
And you look at this, and as I mentioned, it is a list, 15 or so things that you can do. And I'm interested in, can you dip in and start anywhere, or does it have to be in one particular place?
There are 50 chapters in the book, so it's designed that you could sit down and start at page one and focus on that for a week, and you could focus on 50 things over the course of a year. So focus on each one for a week. So that's one way to do it. That said, you can absolutely dip in and out of the book and find what resonates for you and just focus on that.
What do you think most people will find startling in the sense of, because it seems that the overall message of the book is one of simplicity and also one of accessibility, that this really isn't that hard?
Exactly. I think a lot of people tend to think getting healthier is really complicated, and it doesn't have to be. A lot of the things I talk about in the book are truly basics of self-care, things like getting more sleep, becoming more active, decreasing your stress, stuff like that. I think that those types of things might surprise people, but when people focus on those small things, they feel so much better.
You start in the book, the first of the 50 things is to stop dieting. Why is that so important?
Well, that's something that has been very important to me in my life. I'm someone who spent a lot of time in my teenage years dieting excessively, over-exercising. I damaged my health doing those things as a teenager. And so for me, I had to learn how to eat in a way that nourished my body instead of beating it down, basically, through not eating and eating improperly. So, there's a lot of diet books out there. There are more than enough, in my opinion. So I didn't want to write a book that was a diet book and that had focus on weight and aesthetics. I wanted to write a book that focused on health. And that said, people might find, because a lot of the things I do talk about in here are about nutrition, people might find that they lose weight doing my approach, but it's not a book about weight loss. People will benefit just from taking that focus away from weight loss and focusing on their health.
And here again, a lot of this is common sense, but you talk about things like having a proper breakfast, of why that is important.
Yeah, well, first of all, a lot of people just don't eat breakfast at all. You know, in my personal experience and in many people I speak to, you know, when you don't eat breakfast, you tend to overeat later in the day. So, and also, you know, your blood sugar drops, you just feel crummy, you feel shaky. Sometimes people just don't make the connection that if they were to eat, you know, more earlier in the day and just eat a steady supply of calories and high quality food throughout the day, you might end up eating less over the course of the day than if you think, oh, I'm going to skip breakfast so that I can just, you know, have less calories during the day. It doesn't really work that way.
When you go through the course of the book, you have a chapter in here on reconsidering meat. Are you vegetarian?
Oh, no, I'm not. I was at one point in my life, but now I'm not.
And so how do you look at this reconsidering?
Well, that is a really individual thing, and a lot of people will do fine as vegetarians. Really, I want people to understand that, you know, you got to not be locked into your diet. Like, if you think, you know, vegetarianism is the way to go for environmental reasons, but then you're kind of not feeling well because of that, it's just a way to sort of connect to the fact that there's nothing wrong with me. I mean, I talk about eating grass-fed meats, and, you know, most of the book is really about food quality. So there are ways to eat meat that is ethical and environmentally friendly and, you know, not be, I guess it's just a way to be open to being flexible about the things you eat. I think a lot of people are just very adamant, you know, it's like meat's bad. So I'm just trying to open people's minds. You know, it doesn't have to be bad. A lot of people actually will feel a lot better when they eat it.
You also talk about the possibility of a gluten and grain-free diet.
I do. And that's, you know, not something that I personally am currently eating. It's something that can benefit people to maybe give it a try. So I talk about, you know, a way to give that a bit of a trial. You know, if you feel better doing that, then that may be something you want to consider. It's not for everyone, though.
And then there's this whole nature component of just getting outside, of breathing fresh air, which, it, of course, is easier for us here in the Northeast and in northern New York and New England.
Not today, though.
Not today. No, it's too darn cold. But it is certainly something that is easier. But sometimes you do have to remind people to just go outside.
Absolutely. That's another one of those, you know, I put it in the category of just basics of self-care. I think a lot of people just, you know, you spend your day inside, you know, you go from house to car to office, back into car, back home. But yeah, it's just something that to be mindful of, that even, you know, even 10 minutes outside can make a really big difference in your mood.
How long did it take you in your life to put all this together, to make sense of it and to say, okay, this is what my body is telling me to do, this is what I feel is the right thing for me to do, and this makes sense?
Well, this has been an ongoing process for me. I'm in my early 40s, but I've been interested in health and wellness and, you know, since I was in my early 20s, right after that point where I had the health problems and I started looking into holistic medicine. At that point, I actually went to naturopathic medical school, and then I've really spent my life reading, researching, trying things out on myself. I've had this blog for about 5 years where I talk about topics in food, nutrition, health, and wellness. So it's been about 20 years that I've been interested in this.
And would you say it's safe to say that it is based, that when you look at this and you read the book, that it is based on a naturopathic medical approach?
No, I wouldn't say that necessarily. I would say that the book is really informed by my personal experiences, which includes my, you know, maybe some naturopathic philosophy that I gleaned from when I was in school. But I would say it's more of a natural approach to living, a whole, you know, sort of a holistic lifestyle, not necessarily naturopathic, but more a holistic lifestyle approach.
And for most people, in your opinion, and certainly from doing the blog, I assume you get input on this, what is the catch? What do the majority of people have difficulty with?
I think people have difficulty just with getting started when they want to. Do you mean with making changes?
Yes.
I think people just, they get tripped up by thinking that they have to do everything perfectly and that they have to do a lot of things at once. And that's really the point of the book, that you don't, that you can take things slowly, that you can just focus on one thing at a time. And I talk a lot in the book about, you know, being kinder to yourself and not expecting perfectionism and being flexible and expecting setbacks. Those are all absolutely parts of being human. And, you know, you got to give yourself a break sometimes. You're not going to be perfect. It's not going to happen.
Right. And every day you can sort of start fresh. So
exactly. And you can, you know, The book just came out and it's January, so, you know, this kind of thing is fresh on our minds. But I would hope that, you know, in a couple months, people know that, you know, you can make change at any time. You can make a change on a Friday. It doesn't have to be on a Monday. You can start something new in your lifestyle in May. It doesn't have to be January.
And I asked this question at the beginning about dipping it and dipping out, but meaning that you can sort of suit it to your needs. It doesn't have to be all or nothing.
Oh, absolutely. I don't think everything in the book is going to resonate with everyone. People who've given me feedback on the book, it's interesting to hear from different people what they take away, what's meaningful for them. Really, it's been different from every person. It's really important feedback for me. There's a lot in the book. There's 50 chapters, but within each chapter, there are a lot of little tips. So you might find, you know, it's not even the overall topic of the chapter that something jumps out at you. It might just be one of the tips in there.
Well, the name of the book is One Simple Change, Surprisingly Easy Ways to Transform Your Life. It is published by Chronicle Books. Winnie Abramson, I thank you very much for being with us this morning, and Happy New Year to you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
A great pleasure. Again, the title of the book, One Simple Change, Surprisingly Easy Ways to Transform Your Life. It is published by Chronicle Books. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.